and the man was getting 70 cents. And we are baiting like that. Mr. T.W. James in there, Key. Mm-hmm. We used to bait for him and Miss Martha, his wife. And we wasn't getting no more than 50 cents then. Let's see, 50 cents. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 50 cents a hundred. Mm-hmm. But they raised the one up on them. And it was $1 a hundred, which was $1 a quarter. 100 baits ain't enough for a quarter. And Lord, I'm telling you, because I liked it. But I just worked myself down. That's when the last my operation was. Mm-hmm. I baited a little bit since then. Well, we would have to go too far then because we want to have one Howard Creek, Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. And you talking about tired and that bending down, picking up. I stepped over a rattlesnake, crawled up one dime now and then, and didn't even know it. Sure did. Stepped over it. Yeah. About 5 or 6 foot long. Me and Donnie Martin's wife and Chur and my husband. I was scooping just about close timing from here to that door. And then noticed some little, you know, bushy weed like that. So she began, it was Nellie. So she said, let me scoop some. I said, well, all right. And I'd walk around, you know, all the way around making a circle, you know. Mm-hmm. And she says, I'll scoop some. I said, well, all right. No sooner that girl got on there and she hit about 2 or 3 licks on that pig. Mm-hmm. And she fell back and squalled. She said, oh, mother, what a snake. And cousin Jesse done stepped right over. Well, I went around looking. I didn't see that snake. I stepped on him. He crawled up. But I just didn't hit him. He knew I didn't see him. The rattlesnake got plenty of sense. He knew I didn't see him. And I made myself go all around. I said, but where's the snake? I don't see him. They kept looking. So after her mother said she knew through the rattlesnake was your heart. So she come around, she said, yeah, she said, I seen. She said, Jack, you seen him? She told him, I still didn't see that snake. When I seen the snake, so the Lord and Jesus knows I'm scared of any kind. Ain't no loan you up. And when he shot, I knew he wasn't going to hit him because I didn't see him. Had I tried, I'd hit it myself. So she had a short gun. And he was shaking so when he shot, he didn't hit him. But he uncoiled. And he was just about so long when he uncoiled. Oh, I said, Lord, look at that. I said, y'all gonna stand me to all the best and things and let this snake get away. Which he got away. And that was the same year I lost my sister. It says bad luck to let one get away if you can help it. And I lost my next older sister in Bluntstown that same year. And it wasn't too long. So, well, she said, let's get out of here. I didn't get nervous until I went and sit on this. I began to start thinking. I went and sit on the bump of the car. And they were ready to go because they didn't know which way he went. I said, well, I'm ready to go now because y'all done let him got away. But I have killed four. I think I've killed about 4 or 5 rattlesnakes down yonder home. And I killed one. He was 6 foot long and big around his front leg like that. Whew. That snake was halfway at road when my husband told me that either. Oh, what was that doing? That shooting like that. Maybe a snake caught a 10 minute. That one got away across over here. I don't believe in shooting just to be shooting out in the community like this. Yeah. And so I was scared the Fred to get between the big oak and him because it's too long. His head, he'll jump back, strike back like this, or jump sideways. Mm-hmm. And he was so long and large, about long that door, just about it.